When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is brought to you by ReRaw Irish Lager, a light, fresh lager independently owned and brewed in County Wicklow. Thanks, ReRaw.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about unfulfilled dreams. Vincent, you have always wanted to make it to the moon. You haven't quite gotten there.
I want to go to the moon.
But that dream remains unfulfilled. What have you done, Vincent, to try and... get to the moon?
I built a spaceship.
You built a spaceship?
Yes, in my balcony.
In your balcony?
Si.
Okay. And have you studied like engineering and aeronautics, that kind of thing?
Si. I read the books and I hire a phone.
You hire a phone?
Yes.
What do you mean?
On the street, you put money in the phone.
A pay phone.
Yeah. I pay the phone. Yeah. I ring man in the phone book. He say he knows space.
You rang a man in the phone book who knows space.
Yes.
And did he help you?
See. He told me, you go up, sky, rocket.
Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's the basics. But did he help you with the construction of your spaceship?
See. He come over my flat. I kill him.
And use him
to make rocket.
You killed him?
Yes.
Was that part of the deal?
No.
Oh.
No, it kind of... Things were going that way.
Things were going that way.
Yes, but I have not told anybody about him being killed.
Okay.
This is not live.
This is live.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you haven't said, like, your last name or anything.
Okay, my name is Vincenzo.
Yeah, Vincenzo.
Vincenzo Bugatti.
Okay.
See?
So why are you confessing all this name, Vincenzo?
You ask.
We were talking about the moon. Didn't necessarily have to say that you killed a man because things went wrong.
I do feel guilt, but
yeah,
this
yeah.
is also why I really need to go to moon.
Oh, now you need to get out of town.
I do. Yeah. I could probably go somewhere other than my hometown, Lazio.
Yeah.
I live in the 15th department, apartment number 4.
Okay.
There are only 6. Apartments yeah. in the whole department.
Yeah.
I have rocket on balcony. You cannot miss it. It is about 150 feet large.
Wow.
You, okay. See, I live on top floor, terrace.
Yes, terrace balcony. Okay, yeah.
See, neighbors call me Thunderbird now.
Because of the rockets.
Well, I also dress as a member of the Thunderbirds. It is part of theme.
The theme. Does your ship look like a Thunderbird ship? Is it quite colorful?
See, green, blue,
yeah.
orange.
Oh, wow. It's got a lot of colors going on.
See, lots of colors.
So, I mean, are you ringing now because of the guilt, like to confess? Is that really why you're ringing?
No. I need petrol for a rocket.
Okay.
I appeal to listeners. To ring me on 16528 11 TB.
Okay, and that's...
To deliver oil and petrol and food to my house for me go to moon.
For you to
Thank
go to
you.
The moon. Okay, just regular petrol?
Unleaded petrol, please. I can use diesel for lamps in Rocket. Rocket has lamps.
Lamps. Okay, cool. Okay, great. Well, look, I'm glad you got that call out there, but we do have your brother on the line, Tony, who has something he wants to say to you. Tony Bugatti, thanks for joining us.
Si, Tony Bugatti. This is my brother, Vincenzo, I like to call him. We're raising money to go to the moon.
You are not coming with me.
Vincenzo, we've been over this. It's both of our dreams, no?
I like my brother. I do not like him this much.
Vincenzo, you need me. Because remember, you're very scared of heights. You need me to hold your hand and you need me to fundraise for the petrol.
I don't like talk about heights, but you are right. I do need you to raise money for petrol.
Yes.
Tony, he is a better looking than me.
Okay, and that's important, do you think?
See, people don't give money to ugly people.
Okay, so you're the face of the campaign, Tony.
Exactly. Yeah. We're holding a car wash tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Me, I only wear shorts, and I wash your car for money.
Okay.
See, and I will be wearing all of my clothes, I promise.
Okay, and maybe like a hood or a mask.
See, hood, mask.
It's very self-conscious, but that's okay, because your t-shirts get wet, and that's still... Raise money because people like to see the wet t-shirts.
People see my nipples, they think, "Whoa, coins! I will replace them," and they give me more money for pity. Sometimes. Other times they just run away scared.
We want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for their first Italian brothers to go to the moon.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think you'll have broken a few records if you pull this off because, you know. You'd be the first kind of homemade rocket, I think, that's probably ever gone to the moon. And that would be a big one.
See, there is also a world record for a rocket made in Italy going to the moon. It is like 3 feet off ground. If we get more than 3 feet off the ground, mission
broken
success.
A record, yeah. And even
if we come back down, I mean, we are dead, obviously.
Yeah, and I think the fact that you're using unleaded petrol, that's probably a bit of a first for a rocket ship. I haven't heard that before.
Experiment.
Yeah.
See, but environmentally friendly.
Well, I don't know. If it's burning a lot of gasoline...
It is a lot of unleaded petrol, but it is unleaded petrol.
True.
Buildings will be clean.
Yeah. No, I get you. I get what you're saying.
People will be on fire, but buildings will be clean.
So, Vincenzo, are you happy then for Tony to go with you?
I think all things considered, I need other person on the rocket ship if I need to go toilet, for example. I need somebody to... steer a ship. So, okay.
Yes.
Tony, you can come with me to moon.
Yay! Success!
Is it just the two of you?
Yes. I have small cat who might come with us. His name is... Julio.
Julio. Why do you say might come? Do you not...
He might. He is undecided.
You're letting him decide, ultimately.
See. I leave out two bowls of food. One for yes, one for no.
Ah.
If he eats one that says yes, that means yes. No means no. Both also means yes.
Okay. And is that a system you use for a lot of things?
Or? Absolutely everything.
Okay. What kind of things has he decided through this system?
Whether Julio wants to wear human clothes.
Okay. Does he?
No.
Okay. What else?
Whether Julio wants to buy a car.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
He drives a car.
He drives a car?
See.
A little cat car?
No, human-sized car.
How does he get around?
He just jumps from the pedals to the steering wheel, back to the pedals. I give him pulley system with bricks for the pedals.
Wow. I mean, that must be another record.
Yes, I give him modified horn. I am inventor.
Have you told Guinness about that one?
No. Guinness, come and take Julio away if I tell them about that one, that I've modified a car for a cat to drive it. But I give him horn beepies and he goes, meow.
Yeah, amazing.
We send Guinness Book of World Records big email with all the experiments we have done.
Yeah.
We will take up many, many pages in that big book.
See, crucially, only after we have left for the moon, though.
Big experiment, number one, priority.
Rocket will have internet connection. We can send emails home.
Sure, yeah. Have you any plans to come back from the moon? Or is this a one-way trip?
If we get to moon and meet somebody with an awful lot of petrol, we might come back. I know that nobody has made Google Maps on moon just yet, so there could be somebody living there with a lot of petrol. You never know.
There could be a way to extract it from the surface.
See, they could have petrol station on moon. I do not know.
See, yeah. I see an episode of maple syrup coming out from a tree. They stick in tree, maple syrup come out. Maybe that happen if we put it in moon.
See, there are beautiful trees.
Oh, you just stick something
moon.
Into
we
the moon.
Stick a bowl into a moon and then out come unleaded petrol.
See, yeah. We bring big straw.
It's possible, okay, right? And I don't want to dispute that. But people have been to the moon and they haven't recorded anything like this. Like, there's no water on the moon, there's no life, there's no vegetation.
What?
So
there's no air, there's no, you know. So
one
I don't know.
One step for man, one big for petrol.
Man who knew about space never tell Vincenzo about this.
The guy you killed? Sorry, I forgot all about
him. I might have killed him. Slightly too soon.
Too soon, yeah.
He never said no air or water on moon.
Yeah.
He never said no city or petrol station.
Yeah.
This
all right, listen,
problem.
Guys, stay on the line. Stay on the line. We're talking about unfulfilled dreams, and I want to bring on another caller, but maybe we can bring you guys back in. I want to talk to you about ReRaw Irish Lager, who are kindly sponsoring this podcast. It is a light, fresh, locally made Irish lager, and it has been crafted to celebrate the best bits of being Irish, including the best of Irish comedy, which is why they're supporting this show. When you get a chance, grab yourself a taste of refreshing ReRaw Lager. Thanks, ReRaw. Paulie is on the line. Paulie, you always dreamed of owning a mini fridge.
That's right, Dave. Yeah.
And so far you haven't fulfilled that dream?
No.
What's holding you back, do you think?
What's holding me back, Dave, is just it's an issue of space.
Right.
And where would I put it?
But a mini fridge doesn't take up that much space. But that's the whole point.
This is the thing, Dave. Yeah. I have a regular fridge.
Yes.
You know?
So
a mini fridge on top of that would seem excessive.
Redundant.
It's still a dream.
Yeah.
It's still a dream I have.
But if it is such a dream, something you're so passionate about, like, would you not just, I don't know, free up a bit of space, like move a locker or get rid of a
Dave, have you seen the rental situation?
I know it's bad.
Oh,
right, okay, yeah.
It's me, the bed,
the fridge. Yeah.
A chest of drawers where I have like three outfits that I cycle over and over and over.
Yeah, and that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Now I can see the issue there, all right. A mini fridge.
Where am I to put it, Dave?
Yeah, a mini fridge in that situation is completely useless and just taking up space.
It's redundant.
Yeah.
Do you know? What I'm really saying is maybe what I'm saying is I've aspirations to move to a place where a mini fridge wouldn't seem like a luxury.
Yeah.
It would seem like I have a second room.
Yes.
In which I could have a second, albeit smaller,
fridge. Yeah. Was getting the first fridge, was that ever a dream of yours? Or was that just
no,
like,
no? No, it was there when I moved
in. Oh, okay, right. And you inherited it kind of, or is it?
Inherited is a strong word.
As in, do you own that fridge, or is that just...
Well, I rent.
You rent a part of the apartment, or whatever, the room, I would say.
It is where everybody else comes in to get their food, though. It's really weird that it's in my bedroom.
Yeah, that is annoying, I'd say, is it?
Yeah. Desperately annoying, yeah.
But you've got access to food any time, day or night.
That's right, I've got my little hob by the bed, so I can just cook up a storm in there.
Right.
If I crack the window just right.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you've been listening or chatting to Vincenzo and Tony, who have plans to go to...
Oh, I know them. Sure, they're up the hall for me.
Oh.
This is the lad with the rocket.
Yeah, on his terrace, on his balcony.
The 150-foot rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Green, blue and orange.
I don't care what colour it is, then.
I'm just saying.
It's loud. The rocket?
Yeah. Well, I'm only questioning that because I would have thought a rocket is only loud when it takes off. Like, what's making noise?
I make some noise building rocket. Hello, Polly.
Oh, look.
Hello, Polly, my neighbor, Mini Fridge Boy.
How are you, Vinny?
I smell your cooking from time to time.
That's right, yeah.
It is nice.
Thank you.
Yes.
I hear you're banging morning, noon, and night.
Yes, I bang. I make some bangs and moans making rocket. But It has not been, I do not turn it on yet, because I turn on rocket, I kill a lot of people.
Yeah, and
see, this is my problem,
you only get one shot, I think.
Exactly.
He does say that an awful lot.
About
when I turn on rocket, kill a lot of people.
It will kill a lot of people,
That's me.
Well, is that a worry for you?
a worry.
Yeah.
Imminent death, Dave.
Yeah.
Do you know what it would be?
Well, what if you were out at the shops at the time, you know, then you'd be all right.
I could be restocking.
What if you come on Rocket with us?
Well, this is what I was going
to
get to.
We need many people to come to Moon and procreate. We are three men, but we can, you know, you never know. Gravity is different on Moon.
That is true. The gravity is different.
See.
We know that much.
We could make fourth man.
See, and maybe if your cat comes, you never know. We put man and cat together.
See, we
cat.
Get
cat.
Well, I would definitely put out two bowls of food for that and check with the cat
see,
first.
See, good point, Dave. Yeah, yeah, I forgot about
see,
that.
Our third bowl for maybe.
Yeah, well, it's funny, when he ate from both bowls, I would have taken that as a maybe, whereas you took it as a yes.
That would make a lot more sense. Well, not unless you kind of need cat to say
take,
yes.
Do you ever take for you the cat's just hungry and it can't read?
Well, sorry, Polly, I no catch you.
It decided it wanted a car, and he got it a car, and it seems like that's working out pretty well.
That cat is, Julio is independent
Julio,
cat.
Yeah,
yeah.
Except we did drain the petrol from the car for our rocket ship, so Julio not drive anymore.
Oh, really? I did not know you did this to young Julio.
Yes, I did it just before we came on this call. Julio is now sitting in the car, very sad.
Wait, I look out window. Oh, Julio is very sad in car.
Oh, he's so sad.
I hear him beeping.
Yeah. He needs you need
Julio.
The, you need the petrol, though.
We need the car wash,
it is
Dave.
True.
The car wash.
It is true.
But
it is true.
The question I wanted to ask you guys, in terms of bringing Paulie along, is there a fridge on board the rocket? And how big is it?
See, we have little mini fridge.
On the rocket?
On the rocket ship.
Well,
mini fridge on the rocket.
See, it has ham.
Paulie, would that encourage you to maybe get on board?
Like, literally or figuratively?
Both. I mean, could the mini fridge be your payment for joining the crew?
How much space in the fridge would I have use of?
You would have...
One shelf. One poly shelf.
That's a mini fridge, though. There's not a lot of space.
No, but when you think about it now, I'm already sharing with 8 people here.
It's probably overall, similar.
I would think overall, one third of a mini fridge is 1/8 of a regular fridge.
Yeah.
See, and you come.
No, you're the rocket scientist.
You could bring. Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, I don't know if they are technically.
See,
I mean, qualified.
We'll find out what.
Yeah. Call me a rocket scientist. Let's just go with that.
Okay.
I am a rocket scientist.
Okay.
You can come. You have hob with pot. I can.
That's
you
right,
can
Minnie.
Cook. We can bring perishables or preservatives. We can bring canned beans, chickpeas.
Got a rake of spaghetti hoops.
Spaghetti hoops. See. And you cook for us on Rocket. Only when Rocket is stopped, though, because you cannot cook open pot on Rocket, which is taking off. Very, very dangerous.
Yeah, you have to know science
to get
know
burnt.
That.
Yeah,
you get burnt.
And even when you're up in space, and if the rocket's not moving, there'll be no gravity. So you'd have to be, well, once
we'll
put a lid on it and hold it down.
You'd have to hold the lid down.
Well, and hold the pot down.
Yeah. And you'd have to grab onto something to hold yourself down.
Yeah, and you want to watch your hand then if you're holding the pot because...
See, if you hold the pot upside down, use pot as sort of lid, and just press the hob onto the back of the pot, make pot hot, and the...
Why don't they ever do this?
Flip around
You see Apollo 11 or whatever, and they're always just eating bags of dried ice cream.
See, this is my question.
Why don't they have a pot and someone has like a thermal glove and just holds it on the hob?
Absolutely, Dave.
But somebody with really warm hands.
Or like a high tolerance to heat or whatever.
See. There is women in England who can feel no pain.
Yeah. Well, but then the hand will get damaged, though.
See, but it's a quick journey.
Yeah.
A quick journey.
Quick journey.
We're only on to the moon.
Quick journey. Only up to moon, what, 2.5 days?
Rocket ship goes super fast, and I think they don't do that in the movies because they're afraid to experiment. Me and my brother Vincenzo, we are never afraid to experiment. And Paulie, I think we'll rub off on you.
Yeah.
See,
now, Paulie, are you worried at all about the fact that Vincenzo has killed a man? Admittedly.
He's after what?
Well, he rang a guy on a payphone who knew about rockets and space stuff, and that guy came over to Vincenzo's apartment. Seems like things kind of went a wrong way, a bad way, and now that guy's dead.
See, you know smell from apartment.
I thought that was rocket fuel.
Well, it will be rocket fuel eventually.
That's a man.
Si,
a body.
Si, well, it is his body now. Some of it.
Remains decomposing.
Where do you keep the body?
I have hot press.
A hot press?
Si. We need him to ferment. It accelerates.
Si, and then we use your pot to melt him.
Si.
And use him for petrol.
Si. My pot? We're not putting no body in my pot.
Oh, si.
Oh, pourquoi? Why? That's French. Si, what? Why?
It's not big enough. You wouldn't have enough surface.
We cut him into small pieces. He is small. You hear a chainsaw. See?
Again, I thought that was the rocket being built.
Oh, you confused, Polly.
See, that is handsaw.
I'm confused.
Yes. Yeah,
how much of the last couple of days' worth of noise has been disposed of the body and how much has been rocket building?
The rocket was finished last week, Polly.
Oh, my God.
See?
It was just one.
It is biofuel.
Yeah,
rocket.
Biofuel, yeah. It was just one body though, right?
No.
Sounds like the chainsaw was gone for a while.
Polly, you know the way all of the neighbors have moved out of their houses. Jackie down the hall.
Jackie. Sweet lady.
Tony across the way.
Good man.
All of his children.
Precious children.
Si, precious children. Precious fuel. Precious fuel.
Oh my God, you kill them all to turn them into biofuel.
Not all for biofuel, some for food.
Oh, my God.
And some to feed to Julio. Julio is in gym. He needs strength for rocket. Right. But, yes, biofuel mainly.
So why does the cat need strength for the rocket? To survive the
He needs to pull away ramp things when we take off and be able to jump into rocket before it takes off.
Yeah, he definitely needs...
See, we are skeleton crew.
Yeah.
Please don't think that my brother is a terrible person.
Well, I'm starting to think he's a terrible person.
I am average person.
No,
let's
Tony, come on.
As a little, grown-up Greta Thunberg, he cares about the environment so much that people say having babies and creating humans is the worst thing that we can do for our planet.
See.
So Vincenzo do favor. He ferment them. Well, he killed them first. Then he ferment them. Make them into biofuel. The world a better place.
See, are you telling me now, Dave, that if somebody offer you chance to go moon, and then they say, no, you can't go moon, you have to kill these children if you want to go moon, that you would not kill these children?
Well, I don't want to go to the moon, so no, I wouldn't kill the children.
You scared?
What? You don't want to go to
moon? I'm scared. I'm not afraid of killing children. I don't want to because I'm not a monster.
You're making me laugh.
Okay, are you still on board then, Polly?
I've had some time to consider.
Yeah.
I don't know now with the bodies and the murder.
Mm.
If you want to leave that fridge behind, I'll take it off your hands.
No,
Polly, you are on board whether you like it or not. I tell you now, live or dead.
Yeah, do you want to go as a crew member or as biofuel? That's the question.
Oh, well, then I'll take the gig then.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, listen,
Smart
I wish
boy.
You
Welcome
all...
aboard.
The best. I do think you should probably get going because the police probably will track you down pretty quickly based on all of the information.
I start the rocket right now, Polly. Bring over a pot, bring over a mini fridge, bring over some canned goods, and
we
start the rocket.
Okay, guys, maybe you come back on next week and tell us how you're getting on, either from the moon or if you've returned from the moon.
See, we will have internet on moon.
Or if you're in prison or whatever, you just give a call back in anyway. Let us know how you did, okay?
Goodbye.
Right, thanks.
Okay, guys, thank you so much for phoning it in.
Here at the Podcast Studios, we're opening our doors to everyone this Culture Night. Come see the place where your favourite Headstuff shows are made. Get behind-the-scenes access, learn about production, and record your very own 5-minute podcast. This is an opportunity not to be missed. Join us on Friday, 22nd of September. Register on eventbrite.ie or see the Culture Night website for details. We look forward to seeing you there.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving a review for us on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about the show. If you can afford it, you can support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network, including this one. So if you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. Thanks. So my special guests joining me in the studio today are Karen and Aaron, twins who grew up in the woods after a bear ate their parents on a camping trip. Karen, I'll come to you first. How long have you been back now in civilization?
Well, we've been back now about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, right.
2 weeks.
How long have you been living in the woods?
7 years.
7 years, wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
And Aaron, what age are you both now?
We're 40.
You're 40.
That's right.
40. Right, so when you went on the camping trip, you were 33.
Prime of my life, Dave.
Sorry?
Prime of my life.
Absolutely,
the age
yeah.
of Christ himself.
Yeah. Now, it did say on my sheet that you grew up in the woods, so...
Oh, well, that's different.
I mean, you did technically grow older living in the woods. You were there for 7 years.
We're always growing, Dave.
Yeah. I just thought, maybe you were children when you were. At 33
Every
years?
Day's a school day.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose technically we're all God's children, in a way.
Who?
Absolutely. You know God. You know just, Christ.
It's just, God, Christ God.
Christ yeah, God. Yeah, yeah. We were unemployed. We were children.
Yeah,
we
so you were dependents on your parents.
That's right. We were living off of our parents too. Yeah.
We didn't know how to cook toast.
No. Yeah,
can right. you believe it, Dave?
We had to eat our bread raw.
Raw?
Raw bread.
Wow. And they were killed by a bear in the woods. Did you not have, at 33, were you not able to, get back in the car or whoever you got to the woods and get back to civilization? Why were you stuck there for 7 years?
Oh, we just ran the wrong way, didn't
right.
we?
We
ran the wrong way. And then we found a nice little pool. And we said, well, this is nice. And then before you know it, it's been 7 years.
Right.
And let me just emphasize, neither of us know how to drive.
Okay.
That's right.
So even if you'd found the car...
It'd be functionally useless.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe...
Well, shelter.
You could have figured it out, though. I mean, three-year-olds, you've seen how a car is driven.
I find it hard to figure most things out.
Right.
And we were very incapable 33-year-olds.
Yeah.
We set our parents' house on fire. We
accidentally or on purpose?
50-50? A little bit of both.
Yeah.
I guess we were just playing PlayStation for too long that the PlayStation overheated.
That's right.
And we were playing on a duvet. Who knew duvets could catch fire so fast? Wait,
the damn thread count, am I right?
The PlayStation was also sitting on the duvet that you're playing on?
Yeah, okay. you ever do that?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a terrible idea. Obviously, it's going to overheat and go on fire.
Well, we didn't think so at the time, Dave, but yeah, you know, hindsight 2020, I
hindsight
agree.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
I don't want to accuse you of anything. So you were in the woods for 7 years. You were very incapable, by your own admission, very incapable adults.
Children.
Well, okay, you can call yourself children.
Mentally children.
Mentally children. How did you survive in the woods?
We ate a lot of moss.
A lot of moss.
Right, I wouldn't have known you could eat moss.
Oh, you can't.
Neither did we.
Yeah.
But it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Hurts.
It hurts. Yeah. But you get enough nutrition not to die, presumably.
I'm still here talking to
you. Yeah. Did you?
This isn't a fever dream.
No. I mean, it feels a little bit like one, but it's not. Did you befriend animals?
Oh, yeah.
If by befriend you meant kill and eat.
Well, that's not really what I meant. But
then no.
Oh, you did kill and eat animals.
We did kill and eat animals, but we did make one friend.
One friend? Who is that?
Scoochie the squirrel.
Scoochie the squirrel.
Scooch.
How did you befriend Scoochie?
Well, Scoochie ran up us. She ran up a leg, and I said, oh my God, what's that thing on me? And I took Scoochie, and I said, look, brother, it's Scoochie. And that's what we named him, because that was our old dog back at home that died.
That's right. She was Scoochie 2.0.
Yeah. How did the original Scoochie die?
In the fire.
At the PlayStation fire.
Yeah.
She was in the bed with you.
Scoochie 1.0 loved playing Red Dead Redemption.
Scoochie always stayed in bed with us.
Right. Red Dead Redemption 1 or 2?
One.
One.
Would have been one, yeah. Yeah, I'm not even sure if that works out time-wise. Right, so you befriended Scoochie, your squirrel.
Scoochie was a dime.
Yeah. Is Scoochie still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We brought Scoochie back to civilization.
Okay, great. And you managed to kill and eat other animals. How did you kill animals? Because, again, you seemed like pretty incompetent, not very capable children, in air quotes.
Yeah.
How did you manage to kill animals?
It was is a trial and error process.
Very much a trial and a lot, if I can say, of error.
About 3 years of error?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
it was
3 years
of moss.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, like, I wouldn't say we killed the elk. I just think it was sick already.
I think it
you
was
waited for it to
It was just
kind of
wandering
over.
Around, bumping into shit. Yeah, and we were like, hey, he doesn't look well.
We did that a favor.
I mean? So all of the animals you killed, did they all die of old age, essentially?
Yeah.
And then you just mopped up?
We were scavengers, like the T-Rex.
Oh, okay. Well, is T-Rex a scavenger? I didn't know that.
Recent research, as I found out in the last couple of days, suggests
that
the T-Rex did not hunt. The T-Rex was a scavenger.
Scavenger. Wow.
Had feathers, Dave, like a bird.
My God, you learn something new every day.
Every day's a school day.
We started to smell after a few days, so we made our own clothes as well.
Out of what?
Moss.
Leaves. And then you could eat your clothes if you were peckish, I guess.
Or if you wanted to take a layer off.
Yeah. It's a good way to cool down in the hot sun.
Exactly. And we made some pantaloons out of sticks and berries, which you wouldn't think is possible, but... We
found a way.
We found a way.
Now, I do want to get to some calls. This is all fascinating stuff. One last question I have to ask you is, how did you ultimately get back to civilization?
We walked the right way. So as it turns out, we've been walking into the woods.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And
we
should have, as it turns out, walked out of the woods.
Exactly.
It's such a classic mistake.
We did that thing where we licked our finger and saw which way the wind was blowing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we
just
knew
kept going that way. Were you going with the wind or against it?
Against it.
Also, Scoochie was a great help.
How so?
No, just morally, just like in terms of emotional support.
Yeah. So eventually, I suppose anyone in the woods long enough will find their way back out. Mm. I do want to go to some calls, and this one might be a bit of a shock, so brace yourself. Your dad is on the line. He's still alive.
Hi there, children. I'm your daddy. Are you still alive?
Dad?
Pops.
Oh, cool.
Kevin, they thought that you had been eaten by a bear with your wife. Did she die? Was she killed by a bear?
No, your mother's still alive as well.
All right, so
both the children, they kind of stumbled across myself and my wife, Charlene, getting a little bit interesting with another friend of ours, Tommy.
Right.
He was dressed as a bear.
Okay.
We were going for something.
Yes.
I'm not sure what.
Yeah.
But we went there.
Yeah.
The two children turned up, and we said, oh, shit, if this gets out, we are done for.
Right.
So we made it look like Tommy killed the pair of us.
Okay.
He ate us. It was kind of hot.
Yeah.
And then Tommy just kind of dragged us off into the bushes, roaring like a bear. He's very good at it.
Yeah.
And then we went home and continued our lives.
Yeah.
For about 7 years, we said, do you know what? Those children are fine. They've got a PlayStation. They've got a blanket. There was a squirrel around somewhere. And they're both 33 years of age.
So they're not really kids anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. To be honest, myself and Charlene, my wife, we were both very much expecting the children, well, the fully grown adults, to turn up within a day or two.
Yeah.
And then they didn't turn up for the next 7 years or so, which was actually fine as well, because, you know, we had been waiting for them to move out of the house, start their own lives.
Yeah. But you were worried that they were dead. I mean, you had them declared dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were worried about them for about four or five days.
And then you just wrote them off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what any good parent would do.
So I just want to question the chain of events here, Kevin, because it sounds to me like you went into the woods with your kids with the intention of leaving them there. And you say you were trying something sexual with Tommy in the bear costume. It sounds like you staged your own murders and abandoned your kids in the forest.
That is an absolutely heinous, heinous accusation.
Okay, all right.
And I refute that to a point.
What do you mean to a point? Oh, to every single point.
I refute it.
Okay.
I refute it.
All right. So you maintain you were just doing something sexual with Tommy in the bear
costume.
Shit
was getting steamy and hot.
And you didn't want to traumatize your kids by admitting to that. So you faked your debt.
Yes. We faked our debts left them there and continued with our lives. We did not mean to make it look like they died. That was their fault.
Yeah.
They stayed there.
Well, did you ever go back and look for them?
No.
Why?
Because, well, when myself, Tommy, and my wife, Charlene, yeah, Charlene, my wife.
You mentioned Charlene, yeah.
We got home. We continued in our adventure for some hours. Then we slept. It's very tiring.
Yeah.
Bear play. Well, we woke up. The kids weren't there. The house was very quiet.
It wasn't burning, presumably, at the time.
Was not burning.
Yeah.
They had their PlayStations. They had one duvet. And they had a car. So we figured, do you know what? Sink or swim. Leave them out there.
And can I say, very understandable attitude, given what you'd been through with them. And it seems like it has actually worked out for the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I mean, you go out. You kill your children. I mean, you make it look like you've been killed so that you can leave your children out in the woods. And
again, that wasn't your plan, though.
Absolutely not.
All right. Listen, your kids have been very quiet while they listen to you, so I want to bring them back in, Karen and Aaron.
I love them both.
Yeah. How do you feel about what happened here? This is all news to you, right?
Yeah.
Brand new information.
So you're saying that our next door neighbor, Tommy,
Uncle Tommy, yeah.
Well, not by blood.
Well, no, not by blood. Uncle Tommy, the neighbor.
Like an friendly...
You're saying Uncle Tommy and him and our mom, Charlene, have been
his wife, Charlene, yeah,
for in a long-standing affair?
Or was this a one-off thing?
It was a regular occurrence at that time. Tommy has since moved away due to legal troubles.
Okay, well, we don't have to go into Tommy's league.
No, I don't think Tommy would appreciate us discussing his murderous past. Okay.
What I can't understand is you were so afraid of us seeing you guys have some bear play that you decided to fake not only yours, but your wife, Charlene's.
Yeah, and your mother.
Yeah.
And... did you? Well, I suppose we didn't know Tommy was there, so you didn't have to fake Tommy's death. But don't you think that's a bit extreme? I mean, we go on the internet, we see bear play, not on purpose. It just accidentally pops up.
Oh, I see it on purpose.
Well, it's hard to miss. Yeah,
the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, son.
But no, sir.
We could look up Uncle Tommy. He does a mean bear.
Yes, sir.
It would have been awkward for like a week or two, but. Don't you think it's a bit extreme to fake your own death?
Listen, if you have two children and they are still in the house at 33, nothing will seem extreme in order to get rid of those children, okay?
Again, this wasn't planned.
It wasn't planned.
You just rolled with it.
I refute that allegation.
Yeah.
Therefore, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So, we just rolled with it. Tommy got pretty aggressive with us. We saw the children there looking slightly upset, looking away.
They were horrified.
Listening to mainly my screams.
Yeah.
Tommy, he's a tough customer.
Okay, we don't need to go into too much detail.
No, let's.
No, I think for the sake of your kids, you put them through a lot now, Kevin. Yeah,
we don't hear the ins and outs of you and Tommy.
Yeah. We have suffered long in their absence.
You've suffered.
Yes.
They've been living in the woods for 7 years.
But eating moss, Pa.
And
eating
I have been living in
making underwear out of sticks.
Listen, it's character building.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Eating
character building. That's well, your... That's no, your
you're not a real man until you've lived off moss.
But Karen and Aaron, you have to accept that up until that point, up until the age of 33, you were... pretty useless people, you know? You didn't leave the house.
But we were decent people, Dave. We were decent.
And we had extremely good hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, but not enough sense not to know that you shouldn't like play PlayStation for an extended period on top of a duvet.
Okay. I guess on reflection, Aaron, we can do a lot now. We know how to make fires. We know how to feed ourselves without a cooker. And... we can swim pretty good now.
I can swim real well, that's right.
We can kill animals just like that.
Well, snap the neck. Waiting for them to die is...
No, but when they're sick, you just go...
Okay, right,
you just snapped the neck.
I mean, if you think about it, we're kind of like the twin Bear Grylls.
Well, it's interesting that you
mentioned
that.
Please don't say the word bear.
Because there has been a lot of interest, obviously, in you guys since you returned from the woods.
Huge.
And I know you've been offered a reality show.
That's right, because the writer's strike is on, Dave. So
there's nothing else going on. So what's going to happen in the show? You go back to the woods or something?
Yeah,
or?
It's called Karen and Aaron in the Woods.
Okay.
And it's going to be on Fox Network.
Yeah.
And
love Fox.
Love a bit of Fox. And it's going to be on weekly. And basically, it's just going to follow us from the moment we wake up to the moment we drift off to sleep.
Right.
That's right. And everything in between.
Scoochie, he's going to be in there.
Scoochie's
like our little mascot.
Yeah,
do you remember
yeah.
Ice Age?
Yes.
The little Scrat guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Scoochie's our Scrat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a great show. Would there be any place for your parents in the show, do you think?
No, we've got an airtight contract and they have been shut out.
Please.
Absolutely.
No. Every episode could open with your old daddy getting torn asunder by a bear. In a very figurative sense.
I mean, I still don't even believe you're alive. This could be AI voices talking to us.
That's
Aaron.
Right. This could
Ooh,
be an
Alan
AI.
Khan.
This could be an AI recreation of
That's
our bear
true.
Loving father.
I won't believe it till I see it.
Yeah.
You can see it. Tell the TV executives to get in touch with me and my wife, Charlene. Charlene, mother, my wife.
Kevin, is there any way that you can prove that you are who you say you are and not an AI voice generated scam?
Could an AI voice speak to you in this sound that your old pa used to make? Get down here now for your dinner, please.
Oh, yeah, that's
oh,
it.
That's
him.
Kevin.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Kevin,
no robot
right.
could do that. No that's way. No robot. That's my pa.
God, that brings back memories.
Yeah.
Great memories.
Yeah.
For you, maybe, not for me.
Yeah.
My previous life is very unhappy.
And how things are still good with you and Charlene, though? You're still together? And
Charlene is still my wife.
Yeah.
She is in the basement right now, tied up, too weak to... She's not able to scream anymore. It's easier that way.
Why, you got Ma in the basement?
Yeah, she loves it down there. She loves it down there. She doesn't complain.
She hates that basement. She always said it makes her sneeze because there's so much dust.
She sneezes a lot. She does sneeze a lot. But I hoovered it, like, 6 months ago.
Vacuumed?
So, vacuumed, yes. And she's too weak to scream anymore. So
why is she too weak? What's wrong with her?
Well,
I just stopped feeding her a while ago. So I feed her like, well, no.
Kevin,
feed her once a week. Once a week. It's fine. It's enough.
But Dad, you're so happily married. Why have you got Mom tied up in the basement?
Why is she a weak person?
Maybe you should ask yourself the question, children. Why am I happily married?
What?
And how am I happily married?
Oh, I don't like this.
I don't like
this.
This
is taking a dark turn.
If the producers are listening, I'd like to propose my show, Secrets to a Happy Marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, how to get freaky with a bear.
Okay.
Aaron, I think we need to postpone filming tomorrow. And we
you
need to
what?
Head over to Mom and Pop's and
Karen,
see what's going
I think
on.
You're right. I think we need to intervene here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Tommy's on the run. Is that right?
Uncle Tommy's on the run. He still he Skypes me from time to time in his costume.
He Skypes you in his costume.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Listen.
I've got another young gun up the road now. His name is Harry.
Kevin, you...
Uncle Harry?
Yeah, Uncle Harry. Your real uncle this time. My brother.
Kevin, you strike me as a deeply troubled man. And the more I hear you talk, the more I think you did abandon your children. And you may have, done something horrible with Tommy, your neighbor.
Oh, I did many horrible things with Tommy.
Okay, listen.
Tommy did many horrible things to me.
Dave, you can see why we prefer living in the woods.
You're going to cut him off.
He's definitely going to get his own reality show.
Yeah, the Fritzl special over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We had Tiger King. Maybe it's time for a Bear King documentary.
Oh, holy Moses. The ratings are going to be...
You're cut off. I'm cutting you off. He's gone.
Thank you.
I've pulled down his
lever.
His lever. He's gone. If he knows what's good for him, he'll be
letting our ma out of the basement
and running.
He'll be on Fox every Friday night.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be their next pundit. Yeah.
Yeah. So, guys, you've got your rally show coming up. Obviously, you'll go and see if you can help your mother out of the basement. Mm. What else is going on for you guys?
Oh, we got books. We got calendars. We got cushions coming out.
Cushions.
Oh, we got a Funko Pop.
Funko Pop.
Of Scoochie. What's that? Funko Pop is like a little bobblehead figurine.
A bobblehead Scoochie.
We got one of Scoochie. Yeah.
Right, so you got a whole merchandise line going.
Scoochie is lucrative.
Wow.
Mm. Absolutely. Now, some people would say it's a bit silly to bring out the merch before the show comes out, but
Builds hype,
exactly.
And look, you guys are already famous now. You got to cash in on this 5 minutes before.
Oh, we got to cash in like a mother.
Oh, we going to cash in, baby.
Yeah.
We only got 15 minutes of fame, they say. And it's been 7 years.
It's been 7 years, and we got a lot to catch up on.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
what's the one thing since you came out of the woods that you're like, oh, that's cool, it's got this now?
There was a pandemic.
Yeah, you missed all that.
Shocking.
That was good, yeah.
Turn of events.
What about anything positive that we have now that you didn't have before?
Well, I was surprised to hear Pop still uses Skype. I thought Zoom. Zoom would have been the one.
Charmingly retro of him.
Yeah, I mean, it still exists, I think. So,
with the wife beating and bear play. Very retro.
Yeah. What about the PS5? Have you given that a shot?
No, we're actually
fundraising.
There's
a PS5?
Yeah.
Holy Moses. Aaron, get the two-way out.
Yeah. Oh, I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all my callers today, but I especially want to thank Laura O'Leary, Malachy McKeever, and Finbar Doyle. Folks, do you have anyone to plug? Malachy?
Not really, just our YouTube channel, Lince Crack. We're on Facebook as well.
Cool. Finbar?
I've actually nothing to plug currently. I'm doing a work in progress in the Dublin Theatre Festival called Guest Host Stranger Ghost, but I'm an actor in that. It's going to be good.
Cool. What's it called, sorry?
Guest Host Stranger Ghost.
Cool. Dublin Theatre Festival, that's September, October, is it?
October, yeah.
October, amazing. Laura, do you have anything you want to plug?
I'm still waiting for that short film to come out that I was in. I plugged it last time I was here, so when that comes out, I'll let you know.
Cool. What's it
Laura
called?
O'Leary. It's called Next Week.
Next Week, we'll keep an eye out for that. Brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you to Heads of Podcast Network for having us, and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
That was absolutely bizarre.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.